What's happening?
Chilling, chilling, chilling.
Yeah, did you get your good nap in?
Girl, I did. I'm at the salon and now I'm doing some wigs. I finished one and I'm going to start another one.
Well, that's
so
good. I'm glad to hear it.
All righty. I said, yeah, I did. Needed that nap.
I'm sure you did. Well, Joe going to control it from his end. I'm going to go ahead and start with our intro, and then he'll, so when we, you know, when they upload it, they'll be able to delete the derivative crap that we don't need. So, you ready?
Oh, and my client that I told you about, how about she woke up, child?
She did?
That never even happened. Yep, her daughter said, Candace, thank you. I don't know what prayer you prayed last night over her, but she woke up after 13 hours like nothing ever even happened. I said, boy, that ain't never
happened. That's all. That's it. Jesus, that's awesome.
That's amazing. That's a miracle, girl.
That is
they
awesome.
Thought she was gone.
I'm very happy to hear that. Huh?
I said, my God.
Exactly.
All right, let's get it going.
All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, March 18th. It's a day after my birthday.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Queen's birthday was yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. A queen was born on the 17th. It was an awesome day. So today we're going to have, you know, a couple of discussions kind of involving the COVID-19, what is also known as DBA, as the coronavirus. We're going to talk about that today, but that's our topic. Before we get into our fact and our quote of the day, we're going to check in with the queen and see what she got going on. How you doing today, queen?
I'm doing good, doing good. That's working, prospering, and all of that good stuff. So I am grateful at this moment in time. So grateful. Grateful to be alive.
That's right.
To be alive.
So today we're just going to put audio. We're only going to have our audio available today. Had some run around to do so. Queen's also pretty busy, so we're going to just provide you all some audio. We're not going to go live on our Instagram or our Facebook today, but we will try to get back with you all next week on a live show until we're told that we can't go live, till we just stuck on audio mode. But today, welcome, welcome, welcome. We miss y'all. It's been a week.
A whole week. Ooh, these weeks be going by fast.
I'm telling you, we already about to be through with March.
Man, look, spring is what? Saturday, I think. Or is it tomorrow?
Is this? I know it's not on the. Well, no, I know it's in the 20th, around the 20th. Let me pull this calendar up and take a little gander here and see when spring actually begins, because we want to be right about that.
Yes, I'm ready though. It's already warm. If you're in Florida, you already know it's warm. Let's stay warm. We really didn't have no winter this year at all.
Well, you know. We've been going through climate change and that kind of stuff for like the last year, where we have been having a full winter and knowing when spring happened and all that, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, things been blooming early. Things was blooming way in January when they weren't supposed to.
Ooh.
So yeah.
Look at my calendar. I don't even see. Okay, anyway, we'll get back to that. I was trying to look at my calendar to see when spring began, but it's not showing up on my calendar, so we're going to move on anyway because we got some other stuff to talk about. But our quote of the day today is, impossible is just an opinion, and that is by Paulo Coelho, something like that. I don't know what his last name is, but we're going to call him Paulo C., and he is sponsoring our quote of the day, which is, impossible is just an opinion. And I highly believe that. What you think about that, Queen?
That's different. I never even heard it. It was like, pronounce his name again.
Paulo, P-A-U-L-O. It might be Palo, but I'm looking at Palo.
Wow. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. Oh.
Impossible is just an opinion. I definitely think that nothing is impossible. There are only certain things that you won't know if it's impossible for you until you try it, but it may not be impossible for the next person. So I do highly believe
that's true.
Huh?
I say that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
So I think Paulo had a good point, but again, I just don't think it's for everybody. It don't fit everybody. We'll go with that. But I think it's a cute quote. I'm a person that don't like to use the word impossible too much, so it kind of it fit my form of my palate. It made me understand what it meant or whatever.
Yeah.
So
you are anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen. But it's up to that individual.
Exactly.
It's up to that individual. If they want it, it will manifest. Believe it.
Believe
it. What we got going on today, Queen, besides the corona?
Our fact of the day is, and it comes from www.living3.com, LIVIN3.com. They have very interesting facts on there. And our fact of the day is bed bugs have been around since dinosaur time.
I can believe it.
I always have to go in and find some random weird fact sometimes. I was looking at that fact queen. I said, what?
So bed bugs didn't exist. This ain't nothing new.
I wonder what they were called back then, though. I wonder if they were still called bed bugs and they didn't have beds.
That's a good question to ask. That's a good question. Or was they just insects?
Tell you, boy, that's crazy. So, you know, other than the corona, I wanted to kind of like have us discuss today the things that issues that are going on regarding the corona, or things that are affected because of the corona or the COVID-19. And we know that the COVID-19, it doesn't just halt or have much to do with just the health industry. It has a lot to do with lifestyle and everything else that's going on around us. And it's so much happening within this last week or so. From the moment they said that the coronavirus hit the United States up until now, there has been a tremendous outpour of resources and relief that are about to become available for the American people. However, there has been a tremendous amount of lifestyle change that is coming apart for us as well. What do you think, Queen? What do you feel like some of the issues
of people's jobs? People having to work. I know the Department of Education, they have their workers actually working from home and trying to really dictate how they work and when they work and telling them, well, you got to make sure you stay home and work your full 8 hours. You can't leave your house. But I'm like, how do you know if they leave in their house? Like, so it's a lot. It is such a lot. And then, you know, they even with the elderly and the convalescent homes or the old folks homes, whatever you may call it, you know, they're not even letting family members come into the facility.
Right.
And that's hard, especially if you have a person that's used to their family members always coming to visit them probably every day or every other day, and they just not welcome, like they are literally turning them around. But I understand that part because it is affecting the elders more because of their immune system. So I get that. But that's a lot.
It's a lot.
But I understand with safety because even with me doing my independent nursing work, I have to be very careful. Everyone house I go into, I have to make sure that I'm washing my hands, which that was something that I did anyway when I first walked into someone else's house. So it's a lot, but I understand because you want to protect yourself and you want to also protect that patient as well. But it's affecting schools. I think schools here in Tallahassee are not going back to school until like April 15th. And other places, schools are actually like closed, may not never reopen until next semester.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. Like, I think that's why I feel like there's so many adverse effects of the COVID-19 until that, like, we can't even sit and put together all of the things that are changing because there's so much going on. And then you got things that are going on and that are directly affecting our lives, and then you got things that are going on in the legislature that's going to directly impact our lives immediately after this is over. So there's so much going on, and it's hard to tell people to prepare for the unknown. It's hard to tell people to strap their boots up. It's hard to tell people to do anything, especially when they don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. We're all just here trying to get through these stages, trying to make sure we have what we need for our families. But I honestly feel like there's some other stuff going on that definitely will be addressed at a later time, because it's going to be so many phenomenal, it's like almost like a new world order going on right now. Like, we're ending one part of what has gone on in the world, and we're going to start over again. Like, that's how it almost feels like.
The stock market, all of that has gone down. The Dow is down. Like, they say we're going to go into a recession. So.
Which is why they're doing this stimulus package, because remember the last time it happened was in 2008 when Obama was president and they had to do the stimulus package then. So we're not a country that gives out a lot of relief because we're not, like, it becomes harder on the American people. That money all going to have to be paid back out to us anyway. We're going to be taxed more in the next year. It's going to be things that's going on. But at this point and at this time, we got to focus on what's happening right now. And the big picture is that we got starving children who, because they're not in school, they're not eating full meals a day. They may be missing that breakfast and that lunch.
And some, that's the only thing they're getting. They're not even getting dinner. They're just getting breakfast and lunch from school and going home really hungry.
Yeah. So you have people in the communities that are stepping up, offering these options for food services. They're doing things. Everybody, I don't care if you get a text right off, I don't care how you come up off this situation, people are helped.
Yeah, just help people. Especially the ones that's fortunate enough to help, and which a lot of us are fortunate if we got food in our house and our kids are not starving. So it don't matter how much you have. If you have food in your house and your kids are not starving, you're fortunate to go help somebody else and feed somebody else's child.
I'm worried about the mental health. I'm worried about the mental aspect of how this is going to play a part on people who are conducive to their homes already, who have to get out every now and then. I'm worried about the sick and shut-in, people being able to take care of them because they are already shut-in. They don't have anybody being able to come to them because it may be times where we cannot move. We are not at that moment now, but things are heading there. We know that.
Yeah, we got to really pay attention to what's going on around us, even your neighbor. You got to pay attention to your next door neighbor, because you don't know what's going on in their household as well.
Right.
It's so much, but it's really time for all of us to stand together as human beings, no matter what race, creed, and really support one another and be there for one another. Now, would it happen? I don't know, but we're gonna look at the positive side of things. We're gonna try. To see what will happen, but a lot of people are panicking because this whole toilet tissue thing, I'm just like, well, what tissue got to do with it?
I think they initially thought that the coronavirus was going to give them diarrhea. They had to think that. It had to be.
Tissue, why the store's out of tissue? Like, what the tissue going to do? That's what I was trying to go, like, what the tissue going to do? I went in Publix today, The whole tissue and paper towel aisle was empty. I'm talking about from the wipes and everything.
Shelf, yeah, everything
there.
Everything gone.
So it's they calling it an epidemic, but I don't want to go that far. But hey, I don't know. Some people say it's signs of the times. I don't know. We really can't say. But you know, people, a lot of people just be talking and these scare tactics for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Like I said, I'm just trying to stay positive and do what I can to help my clients, you know, my patients and everything as much as possible. But at the end of the day, my family does come first when it comes down to
right.
it, because I have to protect myself as well. And anybody that's in the healthcare industry has to protect themselves, because doctors are canceling appointments for people. And, you know, some people go to the doctors because they have to get medication refills for certain narcotics. You have to go see the doctor. Yeah, you
right.
have to see the doctor for those certain narcotics and stuff. So even with that being said, that's scary too, because some people may not get their medicine. They may not, they maybe will. So, you know, you really don't know right now.
You don't know.
Hope for the best. Hope for the best. Take care of your elders out there, y'all. Please take care of your elders and your handicapped and the kids. We just got to watch out for one another right now.
All the fools, babies, and old people.
Mm-hmm.
That's who God blesses. So us in the middle, we stuck in the middle right now. We got to be the ones that's taking care of the people who God really looking after.
Yep,
seriously.
We do. We truly do.
We got our blessings from that. So I don't know. I think, but I wanted to definitely have a reflection moment on what it's doing to us as a community. The crazy stir and the frantic fear that's being caused around the world is that's a pandemic in itself. Even knowing that this is causing a lot more, because I really think that this is pretty much like any other virus that comes and goes. It's going to take a few lives, going to cause a lot of sickness, and then it's going to disappear. So,
like the bird flu.
Yeah, and Ebola and everything. Like, it's just been a SARS. And it's been a constant repetitive thing. And if for us to be a human race that goes through these things on a regular basis or every so often, we're too lackadaisy in being prepared already in the forefront and trying to get prepared in the end and then falling down, hurting everybody else because we unprepared physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, everything. So we need to get better as an American people, because for some people who have things that are right there at their fingertips, we do not utilize the things that are right there at our fingertips. We wait until our resources are thin and few, and then we reach out and we need when we have the opportunity to start preparing and getting things ready for ourselves. So I always hope that every time that something happens, we learn from it, but it seems to be a repetitive thing again. But what else is going on during this pandemic? Like, what else is going on around you that is different or that you feel that needs to be addressed outside of the coronavirus?
Basically, that's the only thing that I've been trying not to watch the news and all of that. I've been reading up on stuff, but even with me getting ready to go out of town, I don't think we're going. I won't know until tomorrow, but, like, I really don't want to go because I want to go and and enjoy myself. I want to go and have a good time. But looking, reading the L.A. Times, like, they had, like, I think as far as yesterday, like, 94 more cases over there in L.A. County, and they have shut down schools, businesses. They were showing pictures of the mall. The mall was, like, bare. Like, only people I seen was the security guards. So it's like, even if you had, like, family vacations, most people take their kids on spring breaks out of town. A lot of people just had to stop, and some got their money back, some didn't. So, you know, that's a waste, too. So it's a lot. It's just a lot. But, you know, I'm going to just continue to be prayerful and be smart about my actions. And I hope everybody else stay prayed up and be smart about their actions as well.
Right.
But we'll see. Well, all we can do is just let it stay, get through it, let the process go and go from there. But we'll see. We know what governments say they're going to do, but, you know, we'll see too. But they did say that this virus has been around since Obama was actually in office.
So, what, the coronavirus?
Uh-huh.
It was around before then. The first time it was introduced was in 2002, and it was called SARS.
Wow, see. There's so much information out here that you really got to research this thing.
Yeah, you just got to
research. You really got to go back and research it and everything. But it's a lot. It's a lot. Keep our eyes open, ears unplugged. And pay attention to what's going on and what's going on around you. That's all I can say. There's a lot going on.
That's real. Dang, man. It's a lot going on that we gotta face, and it's gonna start showing you who weak and who not. Cause it's gonna reveal a lot more than what we think it will. We just gotta stay diligent in what we're here to do and focus on the things we're here to do. That's all. Other than that, I'm pretty much done talking about the corona because I haven't really given it as much energy anyway, and I'm happy about that.
I've been hearing people talk about it from going from my patient's house and them and their family members, and I'd be like, child. Like, man, leave it alone. Just leave it alone, and then nothing you can really do. Just leave it alone. Just you be stocked up on whatever you might need to be stocked up on and just call it a day.
Because,
you know, you keep talking about it, it ain't nothing that you can really do, but so why keep talking about it?
That's right.
So, we'll see.
I just posted a meme because I really think this is a beautiful meme. I have a heart for our Earth because this, our world provides for us, and as long as we're doing our part to take care of the world is going to take care of us. And
yeah.
I truly feel that we have been very, very disrespectful to our Earth. And
yeah.
I just saw a great meme, and it said, due to many lockdowns around the world, there are less cars, less planes, less pollution. While we are panicking about COVID-19, Mother Earth is healing. And I just thought that was beautiful. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's true. I like that.
And my words for that, the caption literally is, a little good always comes from the negative. So if anybody who's listening going to be listening to us tonight and they hear us and they have, you know, doubts and they're going through things and their mental health feels to be affected, just always know that anytime there's some negative going on, there's always some good that's going to come from that.
Always positive. I will say, you know, as far as, like, the local business owners, a lot of them, like, the bars and the pubs and stuff, I do feel very bad for them because they didn't have to shut their business down for 30 days, and people don't realize. Yeah. In 30 days, a lot can happen to a family in 30 days. A lot can happen. So I feel very bad for those people who can't pay their workers because they're not working and stuff like that. And the city of Tallahassee is giving people an extension of 60 days to pay their light bill. And I want to say, you know, really check out your different stuff like your credit card, your insurance company, because a lot of them are giving extensions. But
stimulus to themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So just check that out.
Check it out. Check with your mortgage companies. Check with your insurance companies for your car. Check with all of it because there may be something going on out there that you don't even know about just because it's not on the news or on social media. Don't let that be the only resource. So
I know Geico had gave all of us, sent all of us an email, sent me an email saying, you know, what was going on. I said, I realized that y'all ain't take my car insurance out my bank account. So, like, what's going on? But they're giving people, like, 30 days and stuff like that. And, you know, you got to let people know if you done got laid off for just these 30 days, you know, you open your mouth, say something, let people know what's going on. Everybody's going through the same thing. So some are a little bit more fortunate than others, but We have to just FaceTime and really be here for one another.
I think State Farm might be doing that too, because I got my new invoice for when my bill due, and it's longer than when it my normal bill date. It's not my normal date that is due.
Yeah.
So they gave an extension or whatever. But and if you don't have to, because we don't know how long this is going to be going on. If you don't have to, if you have funds to put in your, just to have in your account or whatever, or just have money that you need to just put under your mattress or whatever, do so. If you have the opportunity to save some money, save some money. But don't just not pay your bills, because after this time, this is over with, they're not going to give you another 60 days to get all that money up. So just if your light bill $200, pay $100. Do something. If you know what I'm saying? Just pay something on it. Don't allow things, these bills, to just pile up on you. We know that stuff can be overwhelming, and it'll hurt your pockets at some point or another. So, but we just wanted to kind of talk to y'all and have a brief conversation with you all about what's going on and from the minds of, you know, I have the Shelby's World show, because we are just as in tune with our community as everybody else is with theirs. So we want to let y'all know in our community that we are here for you all. If there's any thing you need to talk about, if there's any information that you need, any resources that we can kind of point you in the direction to, while we have the opportunity to seek these resources, definitely hit us up. You can always hit us up on our email. Let me say, I have to check. I don't think I've ever given our email. I always say, Shelby's.
I think you always say Shelby's World. Yeah. I don't think you ever gave them the email address.
Shelby's World on Instagram. But our email is itstheloop4@gmail.com. So you can email, and that's itstheloop, itstheloop, the number 4@gmail.com. And send us any message. And we have a Yahoo as well. It's the same thing. itstheloop4@yahoo.com. But just hit me up. Let me know if you got, let us know if you have anything you want to talk about, if you want to come on and just, you know, have audio interviews. Everybody's going to have a lot of time on their hand coming up soon. So we're going to start booking more of y'all, because we got some stuff to talk about. We want to talk about what's going to be going on during our lives, during the time where our kids are completely stuck up under our booth. We want to talk about everything. So whatever y'all want to talk about, call us, let us know, email us. You can definitely hit us up on the business end of 850-524-0359, and we will be ready to respond. And we
just got time to clean your houses.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Good time for your children to be cleaning your house. It's springtime, so it's a good time for children to be cleaning. They don't have anything else to do.
That's right.
So get them to start cleaning up and stuff. Yep.
So you got any for the people?
Say that again.
You got any closing remarks for our guest today? I mean, for our audience today?
Just be careful, y'all. Pay attention to your surroundings and what's going on. And if you're able to help someone, help them. And y'all have a good week, and we love y'all. Be blessed. Stay prayed up, and stay positive about everything that's going on. Don't look at it as something negative. And also, this is the time, from just listening to people and different religious people and just different business people, this is also the time that you should be thinking about starting your own business as well.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. If you got something that you want to do that you've been pondering on, like you want to start your own business, this is the time. They say we're going into a recession, but I believe in the power of God, and I believe all the saints will be cleared, and the recession will not come our way. I speak that over each and every last one of us business owners. But if you're thinking about starting a business, you may want to do that. You really may want to do it, especially if you're working for somebody and you're out off work now for 30 days.
Mm-hmm. You got
about.
Time to play. You got time, baby.
Yep, something to think about.
So Queen said it all, y'all. That's pretty much it. Take care of yourself. Be blessed. You know, make sure you're watching your surroundings. Do all those positive things. And also keep your head up because it's going to be a time where we're going to be constantly challenging y'all and challenging your faith in whomever you may believe in. But keep your head up. Keep your eyes open and keep your mouth closed and them ears listening. This is the time to be
okay.
Very diligent.
Because if you're talking, you ain't learning. If you're talking, you ain't learning. So I guess we'll next week.
Yes, ma'am. Until next week, we love you, we like you, and you all take care of yourselves, be safe, bless your families, and take care of yourselves again as a whole, as a community. Signing off.
All
you
right,
later, Queen.
Bye. See ya.